WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Leakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. There is Richland Center Church League softball action going on this evening, and on the East Diamond, starting at 7, it will be Bethel Lutheran taking on Richland Baptist Temple 1. Free Methodist will umpire. And also on the East Diamond tonight at 8:15, it will be Free Methodist versus the Mission, and Bethel Lutheran will umpire. On the West Diamond at 7, it's Church of the Nazarene against Boscobel Assembly of God. St. Mary's will umpire. And at 8:15 on the West Diamond, it is Richland Baptist Temple 2 versus St. Mary's and Boscobel Assembly of God will umpire. Makeup games from July 2nd will be played on Thursday night And then for more information about Church League softball, visit the league's website at rcchurchleague.com. The Brewers left the bases loaded twice in a frustrating 3-1 loss at Chicago last night. Tobias Myers was saddled with the loss. That defeat breaks a 3-game winning streak for Milwaukee. The Brewers were held scoreless until Willy Adames pounded his 16th home run in the 8th inning. Ian Happ had a homer for the Cubs. Colin Reyes starts the second game of the 3-game series tonight at Wrigley Field. First pitch for that contest will be at 7:05, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. The pregame will start at 6:30. Packers training gets underway, but there's no Jordan Love under center for practices. Love participated in organized team activities, but won't be on the field until he has a new contract agreement. He figures to get a deal that will make him one of the highest paid NFL players in history, possibly the highest paid. The team did reach an agreement with him with one of its top defensive players. Defensive tackle Kenny Clark has signed a 3-year deal worth $64 million. Also, the Green Bay Packers have signed Jacob Eason to give them a third quarterback to participate in training camp workouts. Eason joins the second-year pro Sean Clifford and rookie seventh-round pick Michael Pratt. Packers starting quarterback Jordan Love is in camp, but it isn't practicing as long as his contract negotiations remain unresolved. The 26-year-old Eason has appeared in 2 career NFL games. Green Bay made room for Eason by releasing long snapper Peter Bowden. The Wisconsin Badgers are projected to be the 7th best team in the Big Ten Conference football this season. USA Today Sports Network released its rankings yesterday just before the 2024 media day started. The writers say Wisconsin has the 4th toughest schedule and the 5th best returning production from last year. No love from Las Vegas, where the analysts project just 6.5 wins for Coach Luke Fickell's team. Ohio State is picked to finish first, and Purdue is at the bottom of the stack at 18th. An 18-game NFL season seems inevitable. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has already stated he favors expanding the regular season by another game. Now NFLPA Executive Director Lloyd Howell says the players' union is open to an agreement before the current labor deal expires after the 2030 season. It's going to take a lot of convincing to get most of the league's players on board with another game, but the NFL usually gets what the NFL wants. The league persuaded the union to allow a 17th game in the last round of the CBA discussions, and the schedule was expanded in 2021. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.